This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good and welcome into Bradford Owls Sports. I am your the Owls, Jimmy Kelts, live from you. Alongside me is my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, and my sound engineer is back at the station. It is week three for the Owls as they get ready in the Otter Terrors on the road. 0-2 on the season. The Terrors are 1-1. Now we know we won a bit of a blowout there. Tough loss into the Murray in half. They end up 56. Really good bounce back performance week two. Another slow start. They showed something quite early deficit of 16 points. They won before the touchdown and gaining a lead, a 3-point lead. And maybe the biggest difference, Cam, from week one to week two was the energy, not only in the stands for the home opener, but from the players on the field. The energy, the confidence was way up from that week.
And the best way to describe it would be that's great. And finally, yeah, getting the pulse, moving up and down the field. Punxsutawney,
right?
Other than that first drive, but and the Owls were doing this on offense, and it's a happy sight to see. And I hope that they can continue that.
Moving early and often. I think during the halftime show that was offense under Talon Reese as a sophomore quarterback. And the test will be against the Terriers. Now, their week two, the Owls did. They ended up facing Sheffield. They put up 6 first quarter touchdowns, and while shutting Sheffield out in that first quarter for an absolutely ridiculous score, the final score was something like 58-60. Yeah, that does sound about right. And I really show out Manning Splain, I think, was the guy that was kind of doing it on everywhere, returning interceptions for touchdowns, turning on for touchdowns, getting for touchdowns in the passing game. So we'll see exactly what the Owls have to answer against some of these guys on this Terriers team who are legitimate athletes. Some of the answers will come straight from Julio himself. Got a chance to speak with him earlier today in the coach's show, so we'll take a listen to that now and come back with your starting lineups. But here's the coach show with Jeff Puglio.
It's time for the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio ahead of the Owls' Week 3 matchup on the road against the Otto Eldred Terriers. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Happy to be here.
All right, so we'll start off with covering last week a little bit, the home opener against Countersport. It turns into a 38-27 loss. Obviously, a much better game than week one. And you could see and point to a lot of the improvements on the field. But what were some of the things that you saw as like encouraging signs moving forward?
We got down again, but we came back. So, I mean, that was something we haven't been able to do, you know, through this losing streak is fight back and take a lead. So I was really encouraged to see the kind of fire we came out with in the second half. Put some more points on the board, made some big plays in special teams, and, you know, like I said, got back in the game, got a lead for a while, and, you know, something to build on.
Yeah, I think it was a 16-0 lead at one point in the second. You scored once before the half, and then, took that lead, 22-19, I think, took that lead there. So lot of scoring on both sides. Now, Countersport ends up coming back for it. But it was really good to see we had the passing game getting involved early, multiple guys getting multiple looks, and being able to move the ball downfield that way as well. We had Talon Reese kind of putting together a nice stat line there by the end of the game. Going into this week, the Otto Eldred Terrors, which they had a big week two win, put up, I think, like 6 touchdowns just in the first quarter alone. So a hot start for them. Is that something that we want to make sure, obviously, to avoid? But any specifics that you have in mind defensively?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it comes down to, again, stopping the run. We struggled to do that with Countersport. We obviously struggled with that with Punxsutawney. So it's still focus, the point of emphasis for us every week, is we've got to be able to shut their run game down, force them into some third downs where they might be a little bit more uncomfortable. So I think tonight that's the plan, again, is to try to attack and set the tone and kind of reestablish that line of scrimmage for us. We haven't really been doing that at all.
Yeah, the special teams also looked good last week for Bradford. We had the blocked punt that ends up being recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. Obviously, you got to do it on all three sides of the ball. But if you can put some points on the board in special teams, that's going to be, I mean, that's a big takeaway. Otto Eldred was able to do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking for explosive plays in special teams. And we got one with the block punt. I think our return game is getting stronger, trying to find the right combination of guys up front to maybe get some bodies on bodies to open up some lanes for Fitton and Lactash. I think that they're itching to make a big play, and we're just trying to give them a little space to do it. So I think special teams-wise, we're still working and grinding it out, trying to, you know, get that formula together, the right lineup to get some explosive plays there, because those are huge momentum plays, and they can kind of bring you back and maybe really seal a game for you if you can get some big plays in the kicking game.
Yeah, timely interception or a timely punt return really changes kind of the script of a game. And one more question. This one might be more for me than anything else. I thought I noticed a little bit of a switch defensively last week where I saw Adkins, who had been lining up as free safety, looks like he came in a little bit and maybe was even lined up as more of a linebacker, and one of the LBs had dropped back into coverage. Did I see that correctly? Is that a little switch you made in-game?
Yeah, we have a couple different packages we can throw at teams. We have some 2 safety looks that we're kind of experimenting with. But Troy, we did move him up to an outside linebacker for us to kind of help us on the edge. And Jordy Thompson as well is getting some more looks at that outside linebacker position. Again, trying to help us out in the edge that Punxsutawney kind of hurt us on. And then we were really successful with kind of bottling Countersport up. they kind of really took it up the middle on us. So, you know, I think that's a challenge to our front four and, you know, our offensive line too. We got to be better up front. There's no secret about how to win football games, and it starts and ends with what happens up front. So I think the challenge has been issued tonight for us to be able to stop the run. We got to be very physical up front with these guys.
Yeah, the battle in the trenches. I just like seeing, you know, those little just those little different looks that those kids can go out there and give you, and the adjustments mid-game where you see a guy kind of help out up front, like you said, and sealing up the sides. It's really interesting and watching that little kind of chess match as it goes on. So appreciate that little change you threw in there. But thanks for joining me again today, Coach, and I look forward to seeing you down there tonight. Get the boys in action against the Terrors.
Yep, thanks for having me. Let's go, Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Just caught the end of the Otto Eldred marching band there and their rendition of the national anthem. So that means we are just a couple minutes away here from kickoff. Of course, thanks again to Coach Jeff Puglio for sitting down with me for the coach's show. Got a little look behind the scenes there ahead of our week three matchup. We'll take a look at our starting lineups tonight. It's brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Starting Bradford Owls on offense will be quarterback number 12, Talon Reese. Your running back number 8, Troy Atkins. And he'll switch in and out with number 26, Jordy Thompson. Number 11, wide receiver, Lucas Laktash. Number 15, wide receiver, Matt Perry. Number 7, wide receiver, Isaiah Fitton. On the offensive line, we have tackle, number 67, Luke Kerr. On the other tackle, number 66, Ian DeGoyler. In the guard, we have number 61, Landon McGarry. And on the other side, number 50, Joe Carey. And at center, number 55, Alex Gangloff. One starter missing from action tonight will be number 1, A.J. Gleason. He sustained some sort of injury in practice, so he'll be out for this week, and we don't have much more information past that, Cameron.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough blow, but, I mean, with the Owls, it's wide receiver by committee, so
yeah.
Next man up, I think there's plenty of guys that can fill that role, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isaiah's been coming across strong this year. Lucas Laktash, look for him to take a step up maybe this game. To kind of fill in that big hole that's missing. So, I mean, that's just, yeah, again, wide receiver by committee. I'm excited to see how Talon's going to spread the ball around today.
Yeah, and Gleason did play a big role, especially in the middle of the field and in the short looks as Reese kind of makes his reads and, you know, needed, if he maybe needed kind of a bailout there and a little bit closer, just dump it over the line there. And Gleason was able to turn some of those into some big plays. So we'll hope to get him back on the field soon. In the meantime, as you mentioned, we'll have by committee filling in on that inside spot. We know out wide on either side, it's Laktash and Bola has shown the ability to get out and create a little bit of space. Just need to see some of the longer attempts, really. But what defense gives you, and that's why we haven't seen a lot of those early.
Yeah, one of the guys to the that's really what he's seen so far this year back in Tawny and kind of in zone. And when it's man, I think Talon has the advantage. Read in the zone, whether it's cover 2, cover 3, 0 cover. So, the auto team. I'm excited to see how he fares out.
Bears and defense will go through the starters as well. A lot of the same names. Defensive tackle will be off number 55, Looper, 67, and Jacob Abers, I assume, will might shorten the defensive end where Gleason used number. If Joey will be on the other defense, linebackers were Lucas Laktash, number 54 last week's NBA game presented by and then Carter Cawley and Taylor, and in the secondary, Matt Perry, Isaiah Fitton, and Atkins at free safety. We're talking about bringing Atkins up the position as well. The Owls relief start. And the opening is up, caught by Fitton at about the 15-yard line. He's going to get across the 20. It's front as he gets to the 35, maybe the 34.
Yeah, by the blockers, the Owls. They set up. I mean, that's a good field position start for 25. So, shorten the field up a little bit. Let's see how they roll. Looks like they're going to come out and trips left and a high receiver, which is to go to the right of town.
So we start our first lineman. First 10 here for Reese.
At the 30-yard line, Reese drops back, and it's a quick bubble screen, and that's be a nice play for about an 8-yard.
Looks like something they've been practicing all week. They did get blocks too early to cause a pass interference.
Nine, we'll call it, and that's going to bring up a 7-1. It's actually a perfect chance to take a shot here early if I want to try to go downfield with Laktash or Fitton. We'll see what the call is. It's going to be a run right up the middle, and it'll be good for a first down for Atkins.
Yeah, just get the first down, keep the chains moving, keep the defense on the field, tire them out, and this could be this could be the story of the game. I like what they're coming out. Pats first, run second. Looks like they're going to make a nice contact.
You get that that run early. I mean, he only needed extra. He ends up at the 45-yard line for a first and 10. Reese drops back with split backs. And it's going to be a big handoff, and he's going to be sacked.
Yeah, Otto brought in six guys on the blitz, and
kind of the perfect with the raw, and then the extra coming on Reed and just wide open. It's going to be a second and 20 after a loss of 10 on the sack. Reese surveys. Nice long count there. Try to draw somebody offside. Doesn't work. Reese is going to air one out, trying to get to it. And Laktash all over that one, but really falls in the defense on that one.
Yeah. You got to keep Aldred on its toes, playing a single high. So Talon is one.
And defense for the Terriers and made us play on it and catch, make sure that it's the ground. Reese, maybe another.
Yeah, six again. And this is the struggle when you have off long and no tight end, which is
after close to 20 yards, it's going to bring up a 4th and 37 in an obvious punting situation. Laktash. Nine-16 in the first quarter. Tom Lineman will hope for a better next possession. It was a little high. Laktash handled it. Goes high and lands just in the wild position. And Tom Lineman did the quarter 10 to be scored during this quarter. Another 9 minutes to go. First off, dinner at the Toadie's Family Restaurant. If it's a lunch special from Toadie's Substation. You can enter today. Play see on Toadie's Touchdown.
It's Ryan Sheffield at quarterback.
Yeah, I could pull up our as well. This down. It's a little pitch out to the right side and room to run as he gets across for Caesar. On the
offense, so they're going to have two running backs, to the one to the left, one to the right of the quarterback. Just watch where the ball is going. And hunker down and get the stops in the backfield when they're available.
So quarterback, number 18, Andrew Shenfield. Here's your second and a good first down and then some.
Yeah, kind of wrap on the carry too. Good, quick dive. I think that was a direct snap to him too, Jimmy. 200 wrap.
Hunter Rapp, yeah, starting running back number 11. Wide receivers will be Brandon McGee, Max Splain, Manning Splain, and Davey Shenfield. And on the offensive line, they have Braxton Caldwell, Jacob Hernandez, Tyler McClatahan, and Isaac Shaw, as well as Abram Austin. There's a flag on the play as that first down goes all the way to the 5-yard line.
Well, we got two flags here, Jimmy. We got one up above the line of scrimmage, and then probably a face mask or horse collar down at the 5-yard line. So they might be offsetting here.
And that was App again, as he's been here in his first set.
And that is a call holding on the Bears.
So it's holding on Otto Eldred.
They must have picked up the flag at the 5.
Yeah. It's a spot foul that occurred at the 35-yard line. So that's going to bring him back to 40 for a first and 20. .7:45 left in the first quarter. Here's a delayed hand up, and he'll get
Eldridge did a good job of attacking the gaps where the Owls aren't. The Owls on defense, like I said last week, they have gap assignments that they're supposed to hit, and it looks like Shenfield at quarterback's reading this correctly and riding his running back to right hole.
Yeah, and Hunter App kind of just doing the rest of the work, taking it from there. Big boy. On the stack, big Jesse is there for the Owls.
Yeah, he got interior pressure one-on-one bull rush. Loved his step, basically. Good job, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse broke through. And on the little play action there. And just in time to get to Shenfield. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 25 after the loss of 10. In Owls territory. A long pick by the Owls at the 30-yard line.
Who was that? That was a nice upcat. Who was that? Number 6.
Yeah.
Adam Ward? Hey,
great coverage there from Ward. I mean, he made the catch, which was a sight in itself, but just read that pass perfectly. Really nice coverage. Came across on the intended target, elevated, brought that ball back down with him at the 30-yard line. So nice takeaway there for the Owls. Sets up a 1st and 10 from the 30. Possibly a little momentum shift after that opening drive. Reese awaits the snap, sends Adkins in motions. And snap goes loose, and there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, no reason.
It's a false start.
Yeah. I'm sure Eldred wanted that.
Yeah. That loss of 5 yards is Ben flailing around on the ground there. That brings up a 1st and 15, 6:20 left in the first. Yeah, your radio. Reese drops back. Right over the hands cut. And drop.
Yeah, I think it was in and out of his hand. I don't think he ever.
Kind of beating himself up a little bit for it, but Matt Perry.
Yeah, Talon put that right on the money.
Yeah, it was a really nicely delivered pass. Got Perry in stride. going to bring up a 2nd and 15 after the drop. Reese has Adkins out of the backfield, and that's going to get him up back to the original line of scrimmage, which is good for a gain of about five.
Yeah, you're not in four down territory where they're at, because they're at, where are we at here, 32, 31?
Yeah, 31-yard line, that's a gain of six, makes it a 3rd and 9, so a little bit more manageable.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to get it all back in one there.
It looks like Perry's going to be filling that role, AJ, Gleason across the middle.
So Reese on 3rd and 9 takes the snap. And it was a trickery there by the Owls. Didn't pay off as Laktak ends up with it off down the field.
Yeah, get Lucas the ball. We'll try to get him in open field. We've seen it before. He can finish. What are they doing?
Well, those declines. So there was a down. It would have been a replay of 3rd down. So Otto Elger declined it. Instead, we have a 4th and 12. Here's the punt by Laktash. Booming punt. Crosses to about the 41-yard line in Otto Elger territory. Here's the return. Down at the half field and about out of bounds, right near the 50.
Yeah, and that was a big hit by Luke Kerr. Early nomination for a commission of the game.
Making an early bid.
Game.
I have to remember that one, Luke Kerr.
Luke Kerr
put in a first quarter bid for the Love Toyota Collision of the Game.
Yes, sir.
Sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision, not the mainstream effort. Back to tear possession here. 5:14 left in the first quarter. Still 0-0 right at midfield. And the snap. Field going to pitch out. Is wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll come to the backfield.
That was a good job by Mike Ayers and Troy Adkins. They read that option perfectly.
Yeah, really well. Shenfield took the snap and kind of followed App out to the left side, and they read that from step one. Soon enough, the ball get wrapped up. So it's a loss of one, and it's going to be offsides on the Owls.
That was a quick whistle.
Somebody must have been lined up over the line, and as soon as snap, he was waiting on it the whole time. So there's after a loss of one, that's a 5-yard penalty. That'll bring up a 2nd and 6 for Otto Eldred. They move to the 46-yard line in Bradford territory. Shenfield.
Look how big Jesse Taylor is. I think he's 6'5". He just looks like a monster.
Big guy.
There.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a botched snap. And it looked like Otto Elder was able to get on top of it, but a couple Owls are motioning that it's going their way. Yes, and it is. It's another takeaway for the Owls.
Yeah, it's time to capitalize now. It's takeaway number two. Now you're at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it's one way to get that in the field. As you did. So bring up the Owl. Drops back and has Finn for a short gain. He's ridden out of bounds in Otto Eldred territory. Just across the 50-yard line.
Yeah, nice pitch and catch.
Yeah, Finn just got to there.
Yeah, I want to see more of this. I mean, you got to take the shots a little bit deeper, maybe 5-yard shots, 1 or 2 yards.
Yeah, it's about a yard and a half, and it'll bring up a. Ends will.
All the difficult things to do when you don't, when you're not running tight ends, is you got five guys who are blocking versus five, six, seven defenders.
Yep.
Who are seeing that right away, and they know Talon's probably not going to take off with the ball on a read option. So for them, it's a little bit easier on the defensive side. I think going down the road, the Owls get a little bit more creative with the ball, but I don't hate that they're running it this early.
Here's third and eight. Reese drops back, looking, surveying, going to air it out. He's got a man downfield, but he's tripped. And it's going to be near the certainly to Kirk.
I mean, really.
And Backtash barely got to it, but he got tripped up.
Had to kind of let it go and take the pressure off yourself. You're trying to be perfect, just kind of let it go because you got to
take the shots. Yeah,
I mean, you got to make the mistakes to learn from them. And in order to progress as a quarterback, as you're getting older, you got to learn, can you make these shots, can you make these shots safe your whole career?
Talking about Tua? A little bit?
A little bit.
First and 10 from the third. Take that look.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, man, that's
the belief.
We've heard that name a lot already.
Yeah, Braxton Caldwell.
Man, that's a good football name, yeah.
Wide receiver on the other side of the ball, but in 6'5", 185. And that from.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 5 years.
More of a story.
Yeah, no, I mean, you just take your keep the sticks moving, barring any mistakes or any setbacks. And, right.
No more sack. There's nobody in the backfield. Back. Hits his man. It's called down. It's Isaiah Fitton. And that's going to move the chains. Looks like he's out. Brings up a first and 10 for four. Reese will get Atkins back.
Most of the field.
Little, yeah. There's a little pitch. And that's going to be a gain of about 6 yards on the play. Nice. Really?
I love a good little shovel pass.
And the field and some good lane. Or Lindner brings up a 2nd and 6. 1 minute, 23 seconds left in the first quarter. Reese takes the snap. And just
through the sign for Eric. I mean, yeah, the Bears are bringing 5 or 6. Like, so then the head.
Passes, those be another bubble screen in the first play of the game. He's back, so he does have a little bit of extra coverage back there if they They're going to go out into routes there, and Allen will get wrapped up and brought down for another loss.
Max tore up the block.
I thought sure maybe they brought back another put back maybe blocker there, but no one on a route and left Talon susceptible. Brings up a 4th-13. Yes, the 27-yard line will go for it here. Nowhere to punt it to, and I don't know who would be the field goal anyway, so got to take a shot back. He's got a minute's in. And beautiful defensive play to break it right. The ball was delivered.
Shenfield on the coverage.
David Shenfield on the coverage. I mean, brilliant defensive play. Full track, full extension, and was at the gate as the ball was fit in hands and knocks it down.
Here, who's going to make the least amount of mistakes, because it's on both ends so far.
Yeah, and the Owls made some big on that last out of Eldred, and it's a short game who runs it right up the gut there.
Yeah, and that play might take us to the end of the first quarter. Doesn't look like they're in too big of a hurry.
5 seconds here. See if it popped down all of a sudden, but it doesn't look like it. So, the end of the first quarter of play, still knotted up 0-0. The Owls able to get downfield a bit, but they end up with a turnover on downs. And when we come back, the Terriers will take back over with a 2nd-and-8 in the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on Eastport.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which led to the pain and difficulty, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Duke Center for Bradford Owls. Not up. For the first quarter, the is on. Defensive pass interference on the Terriers, and they end turning over on down.
Eldred.
Must have been a penalty after the end of the first quarter, because they were. They were a good 10 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. I didn't know that there was a flag.
Yeah, nobody did up here in the box.
They threw a sneak.
As Hunter App
and
out of the backfield, and kind of the. So far, as App moves the chains, gets across to about the 41-yard line.
Sounded well.
Just easy pick, It wasn't great, I'll tell you. It
wasn't my best work?
Not your best, no. Okay. Drops back. Across the middle. Got a man. First down. Down. At about the 31-yard line of the game.
Defender, I don't know who's the problem. He's still Wayne
On the catch.
Yeah,
that was seen. From the 31, and I'm incomplete.
Because that was open field. If he catches that.
Yeah, it would have been. Well, you know, set up at about the 31-yard line, Owls territory. Waits the snap. Checks the wrist. Sends that from the left to right. And he'll drop back. Gets across. Out of bounds. See exactly where he touched out. Looked like he lost the original thought, but we'll see exactly where he's marked.
That was going to start getting off on that and finding a way to bottle up.
One-yard line.
Nah, it's not going to.
Big fourth down here for the Owl. See if they
panoramic window here.
Four and one. That's for Shenfield. And he's going to be in for the first down and taken down inside the 20. 17.
Play. I mean, I think the end that was just
being happened.
Time to hunker down, Owls.
So we're at the Ottawa Eldridge. It's an inside complete for
Yeah, I mean, this has been a struggling point for the Owls this year. With team are driving down and Lindbergh are backed up in the red zone.
Yeah,
it's been a struggling point. So, would like to see
from the timeout as well. Brought to you by.
Yeah.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And the 14-yard line. And they're just a real nice blend of runs and passes. And Denfield drives back and down right for the ball. A nice short pass. And a four-yard.
Dark.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. And even when the whole world changed, the things that mattered most to us stayed the same. Giving children the tools they need to set their own goals and create futures free from poverty.
I have enough healthy food.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
We've developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times, ensuring they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can achieve their dreams. Learn more about Children International and join us at children.org/help. Today.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily buck of beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Let's go back. Let's see here. Center. Got a wild draft for him. Did come away with a teaser touchdown there. Center there. Right out on the ground and blitz with Otto Hall among the end zone on a hard run. Center. They find one away with as they were on a hard run. 2-point conversion is good, and it brings up a nothing. Repeat with 7 seconds left in.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WESB Sports.
Here again, Owls trying to answer back at the touchdown. Apologize again for our technical difficulties. Lots of yards there.
Lucas was a little bit open. He had a little bit of a gap. Time's kind of over him a little bit. Looks like they're going to be leaning on Mr. Lackness tonight.
Here's your third and 15. Big down here for the Owls. Reese Drock. Strike over the middle.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Many won't receive the treatment they need to thrive. Through training and financial support, SmileTrain gives the power of healing back to local communities so they can provide life-changing surgeries and other services at no cost to families. Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back.
WESB Sports.
Back again for now, potentially. And the Owls here. Here's a pitch out.
Oh, Troy almost got close. That was Adkins.
Adkins on second down. Second and nine. The Owls are inside the 10. That sound looks like they're set up.
That looks like it's going to be third and three for the Owls.
Yeah, third and go from the third and three. And And here's a handoff right up the middle. It's a good for a touchdown, I believe. Oh,
they're calling him down. That was to Jordy Thompson.
Wow, Thompson must have came up just short. It looked like he got in no problem.
I called him a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, inches, but it's enough for a first as they needed to get to
four cracks at it.
Yeah, they needed to get inside. I think they needed to get inside the one or two for a first down. They got that. So first and goal, inches to go. And Reese is going to hand it off. Dive, and Adkins is in for real this time.
Yeah, for real, Troy Adkins. First touchdown of the game for the Owls. And he dove for that, too. He was not getting that touchdown. Good effort by him. Kind of looked like Josh Allen last night, the way he dove at it at the goal line.
Yeah, you watched that whole game, huh?
No, I didn't watch the whole game.
Loved it.
No, I don't like watching second place teams.
Big Jimmy. Fan. Big fan, are you?
No.
Loves the Bills.
Love them.
Cam Snodgrass, known Bills lover.
Fact.
So the Owls going for the 2-point conversion here. Reese in trouble, scrambling, has to throw it to the feet of Fitton, and that's going to bring it to 8-6 with 3:38 left in the first half. That does make a winner of Chris Wolcott, though, for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes of a free the value pack and family restaurant. 3:38 left, 8-6 leads. It's leads. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Tick is up following the Owls' touchdown. Here's the return. And he's going to be, not dragged down. Instead, stays on his feet and gets to about the 35-yard line, but there's a flag right around the time of the first contact on the broken tackle.
Yeah, there's a little extracurricular on the sidelines, too. Probably a holding. I'm not a wizard.
A wizard, are we?
Block in the back on the return team.
Yeah, so this will go against the Terrors. See just how far pushes him back here. That block in the back is going to bring him down to about the 23-yard line, it looks. So it's a loss of 10. And it brings up a first and 10 for Otto Eldred. They still have a 2-point lead, 8-6. There's Stanfield. Hand off to App. App on the left side has some room. Breaks a few tackles, gets across for the first down. And he's all the way across the 40-yard line. Another big run for Hunter App.
And that's nothing that the Owls did wrong. They were right where they needed to be. That's just a textbook run when you look online how to be a running back. Should be the first one that pops up on film.
So Fields, who is actually much bigger. It looks funny them out there together. You'd think Shenfield was the halfback. But he hands it off to Abt, and, I mean, just making the right cuts. Here's another handoff. He's wrapped up again in the backfield, but ends up going forward for a short gain. But, again, I mean, should have been down for a loss there, but he's just – the cuts he makes are so quick.
Dog. No, it looks like we got big Jesse Taylor in to offset the other monster over there for Eldred.
Yeah, and as you heard in the coach's show, he also last week when
when they started getting beat on the outside, he brought up Adkins to help up try to shore up the ends there. But App is able to take it in the middle as well. Here's a pass on second and long. It's going to fall incomplete, and then it'll bring up a third and 8.
Hey, hats off to the Owls defense. Played great coverage there. Had two guys in the area. A little uncomfortable throw as a quarterback, but the Owls played that perfectly. Good job.
Especially following, you know, as many successful runs as they've seen. It's hard to stay strong in your pass coverage there, but and they were able to do that out in the secondary. Shenfield takes the snap for third down, drops back, steps up, out on the run, leaves the pocket. It's almost intercepted right in and out of the hands of Luke Lactash. Of all the guys you think to make that catch, would have thought for sure Lactash had it. I think he did. Didn't know what to do with it. It was such a gift.
You catch that. That's nothing but green grass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and especially for him. I mean, he's a fast guy, but
yeah.
I don't think he expected that to end up.
No.
It was almost right in the chest, and such a gift. I think he dropped it just out of not expecting it to be there. But it does bring up a fourth down, and Otto Eldred looks like they're set up for a punt here. Lactash is deep. It's a fake, and it's completed for a first down across to the 45. Drag down at the 42-yard line. So the fake punt works for the Terriers, and they get a big gain and a first down.
Man, that was my MO. Normally I can call these fakes. I didn't see that one coming. I thought they were going to punt that.
I was a little worried about it. I saw Shenfield back, but, you know, it's not super uncommon that your quarterback might also be your punter. But, yeah, as soon as – just before they snapped that, I thought it looked a little funky. And sure enough, it's going to bring up a first down, first and 10 with 1:47 left in the half. Here's a handoff to App. App is off and running again, staying in bound, breaking tackles. It's going to be an 8-yard gain for Hunter App.
And the bottom, I mean, they're getting the DNs and they're getting interior pressure both on the outside and interior with the nose tackles, but they're just not able to get the correct read. I mean, once they
well, no,
that's fixable. That's fixable, Jimmy, though.
Sure. I think, and I'm giving him a lot of credit here. I think a lot of the problem is App.
Yeah.
It's not the play, it's not the call, it's not the positioning. App. I don't see a lot of kids in high school able to make cuts like he does.
No.
He's so fast from side to side. Here's another handoff here. App is out, though, so it's a different running back. Wow, and flag after flag after flag, but somehow he keeps moving forward.
Prediction time, Jimmy. What do you think it is?
I think they probably had some sort of bad tackle, whether it be a face mask or a horse collar. I saw a lot of arms. And
I saw flag first, which could have been pulled, and then there was two more after
well,
that.
Yeah, there's a lot of laundry on the field. I see at least three.
I'm going to be so disappointed seeing all that laundry on the field.
So that was Blaze Mahalik in as App. Went off to the sideline there for a moment. The officials are talking it over. That was a second and 2 for Mahalik, and he did get across for a first down and then a few extra. Face mask on the owl. So hang on. What did I say again?
I think that's what you said,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. You might be right.
It might be.
So that's going to bring the Terriers up way deep into Bradford territory. They'll be set up just inside the 15 at the 14-yard line. So first and 10 at the 14 for Shenfield, App, and the Terriers. App to Shenfield's left. He's going to roll out, and it'll be pitched out to him. Broken tackle. App keep moving. And distance. Come in there at the end.
Whitmore.
Yeah, kind of his MO, those big hits. So App was held up trying to, he was trying to shake off the first contact, and Whitmore came in.
Like a wrecking ball.
And put him down, yeah. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 5. And Shenfield looking. Looking for App there again, but it falls incomplete. Otto Eldred won a wanted a pass interference. I don't think it would have done a whole lot of good as he was down in the flat there.
Yeah, it was tight coverage, too. It didn't really affect the play either, so I agree with the referees on that call.
Yeah, I don't know if that was catchable with or without the interference, if it was indeed. But it brings up a 3rd and 5. Again, I'm at the door. We're in at the 10 here. Shenfield takes the snap, looks to his left, looks to his right, and he's got a man in the end zone, and it's off his fingertips and dropped incomplete.
The football gods just blessed the Owls defense right there, because that was all day Tutty. Perfect pass by Shenfield.
That looked like Brandon McGee just went in and out of his hands. I mean, a really nice play for him as he created the space he needed. Shenfield put it right where he needed it to be. And the Terriers take a timeout here with 46 seconds left in the half. We'll keep it here, as I'm sure we've had plenty of breaks through the technical difficulties. And we're so close to our halftime break anyway, so we'll leave it here for now. Kind of set the scene a little bit. The Terriers up currently 8-6 over the Owls.
You know what, Jimmy? I'm going to work on scores from around District 9.
Sure. 46.3 seconds left in the half. The Terriers want to stop and talk about it on a 4th and 5 at the 9-yard line. Got it?
Got it. Here we go. ECC is up 16-8 over Bucktail, which is down in Renavo. St. Mary's is 7-0 over Kane in the second quarter. Kern City is up 14-0 over Ridgesonburg. Port Allegheny is up 8-0 second quarter to Smethport. Red Bank Valley's up 14-7 over Punxsutawney. Otto, obviously we know the score here. Brockway's up 28-8 over Cowdersport. Brookville 13-6 and Clearfield 14-7.
Here we are, 4th and 5, 9-yard line, coming out of the timeout. We'll see what the Terriers coaching staff has drawn up here for 4th and 5. Shenfield takes a snap, drops back, looks to his right, and he's got a man wide open, walks into the end zone, and it's Brandon McGee who makes up for his previous job by making that one look easy.
Yeah, the Owls secondary got mixed up in the coverage there. The hold on, I believe it was Hunter App that was coming out of the backfield, which what are you supposed to do at that point with the game that Hunter App's having?
Right.
But nonetheless, it's a touchdown auto. Go for it 2 again.
It does look like they'll be lined up for another 2-point conversion. Shenfield, direct snap to App. App trying to work his way through, and it is no good as the Owls stop him short of the goal line. So that brings it to 14-6. Otto Eldred leads, and the Owls have 42 seconds left in the first half to try to put some points back on the board. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Back for the final 42 seconds of the first half here in Duke Center. Otto Eldred leads the Owls 14-6 following their second touchdown of the game. The Owls received to start the game, so they would like, obviously they want to answer.
Yeah.
Just about every time you have the ball, you'd like to score. But they really want to get in here in this last 42 seconds because they will kick it off to the Terriers to start the third.
Seen that sky, Jimmy?
Seen it.
See tip? Red sky at night, sailor's delight.
Well,
red
that's
sky
not
morning.
Really, it's
you
not
know
really
what
red at all, but
it's red.
It's not red.
I'm colorblind.
And the saying is pink at night, but
that's not right.
That's fine.
You're
Here's
wrong.
The kick, and it's a attempted onsides, which really turns into best case scenario for the Owls.
Glenn McGarry.
It's caught immediately by McGarry. I mean, it went right to him. Caught immediately. Goes down after just 3 seconds. We're taken off the clock. And the Owls will start at the 47-yard line. So kind of best-case scenario.
Yeah, Talon. I mean, you got to go. What are we going here? 40 or 52, 53 yards?
Yeah, you want 52 yards in about 39 seconds with – did they use any of their timeouts? I know Otto Eldred used all of theirs.
They used one.
Here's Reese. It's a nice catch by Fitton, and he's got room. Fitton stays up, first down, and he's bunched up after a big gain at about the 32, 33-yard line. Cam, were you right on this one?
I am right on this one.
Nick says you're right.
Well, because I'm right.
I always heard pink. Pink at night.
You're
right. Pink
from
in
New
the
York. New York's usually wrong, so.
Well, boom chakalaka, you know what I mean?
I told you my reason behind it. I played the Jamaican.
Don't care. Don't care. It's wrong, so don't care. 30 seconds to go here, and the Owls took a timeout. We'll forego a tax-in timeout and opt to stay here. The Owls, I will recover or over again our first two contestants here for touchdown sweepstakes. Tom Lineman was our first quarter contestant. The Owls were held scoreless. Actually, both teams, a 0-0 tie after the first quarter. So Tom Lineman wins a free lunch special from Toji's Substation.
Where are we going, Tom?
Chris Wilcott, our second quarter contestant, did have the benefit of the Owls touchdown. And he instead wins a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant.
Lucky.
Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. You can enter today all season long. We're running it. Pick four winners every week. And as soon as your name is drawn, you're already a winner. You're just waiting on the Owls game on Friday night to let you know exactly what you've won. Coming out of the timeout, or the non-timeout on our end. Here's your first down. It's caught and dropped by Laktash, and it'll fall incomplete.
Hey, I like this 11 versus 11 matchup, Hunter App and Lucas Laktash.
Yeah, Laktash largely held in check, but boy, when he gets it, I mean, we talked about that that angry run he had earlier, but yeah, App covering Laktash. They're going to swap here, and App's going to go on the other side, and they've got Brandon again, Laktash now. Reese drops back over the middle, and it's just out of the reach of Perry.
Yeah, Otto brought, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They brought 6 guys on the pass rush there, and Talon had to get the ball. They didn't really have time to set his feet to make a good throw.
Yeah, really nice a slant route there from Perry. And he's just out of his reach. 24 seconds left and 3rd and 10 for the Owls. Still set up near the 34-yard line. It's a Laktash. Laktash has some room. He dives forward. Might have the first down. Stayed inbounds?
Yeah. Dang.
Rough. Looked like the clock kept going there, so I think he might have been still inbounds. After that, we're at 14-7 now. We'll see if the clock starts back up when the refs gets set. No, must have got out of bounds there. Yep. Clock still stopped. So, did move the chains. First down. Oh, no. Yep, it was inbounds. There goes the clock. Dropping back is Reese. He's got 9 seconds. He's almost picked off, but it's caught.
No, did he get in? Oh, he
and
got
it's
in.
A touchdown, Bradford Owls, with 4.2 seconds left.
It lit
from the 21-yard line, I believe.
Yeah.
And it is a touchdown for the Owls.
That was what a play by Isaiah Fitton.
So Owls will line up to go for 2 years.
Best case scenario. Smart move by Isaiah to stay in bounds, too, because that was close to being out of bounds when he took that left.
Unbelievable play by Fitton to get forward and stay up and find the end zone. 4.2 seconds left. Owls go for two. It's thrown into the corner and batted down. So Otto Eldred will retain a two-point lead. And just 4.2 seconds left. So might as well leave it here. Until the end of the first half. So after your two-point conversion is no good, it brings it to 14-12, Terrors lead. But the Owls, with a written play there, and who, you know, we've seen some flashes from.
Mm-hmm.
He and, of course, his older brother Elijah last year, who saw Elijah make a lot of electric plays, kind of like the one we just saw there from Isaiah. And that one flashes, you know.
Probably made his big brother proud, huh?
I'm sure, yeah.
A little black keys.
White stripes. Wrong again, and that's fine, but you were wrong. It's the white stripes.
Sometimes I just like to talk.
Here's the kick from the Owls. Squibbed at about the 30. And trying to change fields there, get a little bit of room to run, but eventually wrapped up and brought down to end the quarter, or the end the half, rather. I believe that was Manning Splain.
You weren't wrong in either instance.
Appreciate you. It was both, yeah, the quarter and the half.
Yep.
So that will be 14-12, your score at the end of the first half of play. So we'll head into our first halftime break. And, of course, when we come back and do our Owls halftime show, we'll get Halftime with the AD, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. And we'll also go and break down the scoring recap from our first half of our Week 3 Owls football game against the Otto Eldred Terrors in Duke Center. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date?
call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQAM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back for the Bradford Owls halftime show on WESB Sports. And the Owls trailing Otto Eldred 14-12 here at the half. We will shortly get into the halftime with the AD show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. But first, we'll run down a quick recap of the scoring. The first quarter goes something like this.
Nothing.
And that's it. We'll move on to the second quarter, tied at 0-0, and Otto Eldred does strike first. After Hunter App just kind of moved the ball at his will, Blaze Mahalik ends up coming in on the goal line, and he finds a 2-point conversion is good, which ends up being a big difference here. That first two-point conversion down the stretch may be very important. 8-0 Otto Eldred. And back as drive downfield, Troy Adkins with a 1-yard touchdown. Their extra 2-point conversion is no good, and it's 8-6. And Juliet still in the second quarter, obviously. Caleb Shenfield finds Brandon McGee. Andrew, want to make sure. Is it Andrew?
Andrew Shenfield
finds. Make sure I'm not messing up McGee either. Shane McGee. No, it was Brandon. Brandon McGee. Andrew Shenfield to Brandon McGee. 9-yard touchdown, and that makes it 14-6. So that 2-point conversion was no good. And then one of the finest plays we've seen yet this season from the Owls is Talon Reese finds Isaiah Fitton towards the right side of the field. Fitton makes a couple moves, avoids some contact, breaks some contact, dives forward into the end zone for a 21-yard throw and catch. 2-point conversion is no good, and it's 14-12. Otto Eldred leads.
And that was all to the onside kick.
Right.
That
best case scenario. They had 50 seconds to go 51 yards, and it was made because of that kind of almost botched onside kick. That set the Owls up there for their final drive. They're able to score in that last 50-second window, and they're down now by 2. So before we get into anything else here, we're going to do halftime with the AD. Earlier, I was able to sit down with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson, and we talked about some of the other programs in the Bradford Athletics for the fall sports programs. Obviously, football gets a lot of shine, but we're able to sit down and recap the week and look ahead to this coming week as well. It's Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford.
Time for Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Sitting down again with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson during halftime of the Owls Week 3 at Otto Eldred. Thanks for being with me today, Mike.
Hey, appreciate you having me in again, Jimmy. This is something we like to do on a weekly basis, just kind of spotlight everything other than the football that's going on in the athletic world in the Bradford High School.
Yeah, football obviously gets a lot of shine, and it's nice to sit down and talk about some of the other teams and the other students and see, check in on their season a little bit. So last time we talked was halftime at the home opener against Cowder Sports. So why don't you start from there and yeah. walk me through.
Yeah, and let's just back up to last week there real quick. Huge crowd on hand for the home opener. Really appreciate everyone coming out, and like to keep that up. The energy that was in the stadium that night was huge. So
crowd was electric.
Yeah, everyone was there supporting the team, and win or lose, we'd like to see that continue and carry on and support the boys whenever we're home.
Yeah, some of the guys were I know one of them was Isaiah Fitton. But I would see some of the guys turn around and try to get the crowd up a little bit, and boy, they were.
Yep. Yeah, it was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, they were responding. It was fun.
Yep. So back to last week there, of course, we had the football game, but also last Friday, boys golf team went to Ridgeway, picked up a win down there. The boys soccer team had the opening night of the Allegheny Limestone tournament.
Oh, right.
They beat Olean there to advance the finals. And then moving on to Saturday, we had the second day of the Allegheny Limestone tournament. Our boys were in the championship game there. They ended up drawing Allegheny Limestone. Very good, hard-fought match. We did lose 4-2, but I think the boys gained a lot out of that performance there and are really primed and ready to go for the rest of the season. Also on Saturday, the boys and girls cross country team were down in Lock Haven for the Lock Haven Invitational. Boys team did extremely well. I think they finished third or fourth out of almost 20 schools.
Wow.
Manny Diaz continues to be the name you hear on the boys cross-country team, but also Leo Paternetti and Braden Frey are right there behind him.
Yeah.
It's a really good 1-2-3 lineup there. So look for a lot of things out of them as we get into the tail end of the season and into districts. Monday being the holiday, we didn't have anything going on,
right?
But kind of moved everything from Monday into Tuesday, and Tuesday was just jam-packed full of both middle school and high school events. So Tuesday, boys and girls cross country hosted a tri meet. We had Dubois, Brockway, and Dubois Central Catholic. So actually, I guess it was a quad meet. Boys did extremely well, swept all three races there. Beat Dubois, beat Brockway, beat Dubois Central.
Wow!
And again, it was a 1-2-3 finish, like I just mentioned. Manny Diaz won the race, Leo Paternetti right behind him, and Braden Frere finished third.
So, wow.
When you can finish a quad meet like that, 1-2-3, you're going to win just about every one of them.
Yeah.
On the girls' side, not quite as fortunate. The girls did lose to Dubois and Dubois Central. Brockway did not have enough to field a team there, but Caitlin Taylor was the highlight of the day there for the girls. She finished third.
Nice.
Yeah, and Dubois' 1-2 runners are both extremely strong this year, so nothing to hang your head about finishing third against them. So good job to Caitlin on that. Nothing on the varsity level on Wednesday. Boys middle school soccer did pick up a win, though. It was a 2-0 win against St. Mary's. And then on Thursday, at girls golf, they were at the Cowdersport Invitational. Our girls picked up the win over there. I think there were 12 or 13 schools that were represented there. We picked up the win. It was a team of Peyton Leet, Sophie Cornelius, Alexia Coriani, and Cadence Stiles. Cadence finished third overall. So
nice.
Very good performance by our girls golfers. The boys golf team picked up wins against both Elk County Catholic and Kane. That was a home match for them up at Pine Acres. And the girls tennis team was at St. Mary's, did not fare as well down there as they had hoped. And then the girls varsity and JV volleyball was at Dubois, did lose that one 3-0. So
okay.
Busy week, short week.
Yeah, busy holiday week. Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of all crammed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a pretty good week, though, for for a lot of them.
Overall, quite a few highlights. Quite a few good performances, and everyone keeps doing well.
Yeah.
So moving on to next week, what we got coming up here? On Saturday, we got the girls' varsity volleyball team. They're going to Brockway tournament coming up there. Should do very well down there, I hope. Girls soccer is headed to Fairview. Boys soccer is hosting Brookville tomorrow morning at the stadium at 11 o'clock. And the boys golf team hosts their annual invitational over at Penn Hills.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Wow. 2 o'clock start tomorrow. I didn't realize we were already at that time of year.
Yeah, it's September 10th already, right?
Yeah.
Moving on to Monday, boys golf back in action, hosting St. Mary's. Girls golf is hosting Oswego Valley. Girls tennis is at Warren. Boys soccer is at St. Mary's. And girls soccer is hosting St. Mary's. Going to be a time change on the girls varsity soccer game on Monday against St. Mary's. It'll be a 7 o'clock start at the stadium.
Okay.
Also have boys and girls middle school soccer. They're going to be moving from the Fret soccer field over to the high school stadium.
Oh, nice.
For Monday's game. So it'll be a 4 o'clock, 5:30, and a 7 o'clock triple header soccer match over there. Moving on to Tuesday, girls golf back in action at Kane. Girls tennis is hosting Brockway. Boys golf is hosting Ridgeway. Cross country goes to Punxsutawney for a try meet with Brookville, Punxsutawney, and Bradford. And the girls volleyball team has their home opener. That is going to be at the high school gymnasium. 6 o'clock JV followed by varsity. Like to see everyone come out and support our girls volleyball team. Got a new coaching staff this year, so hope we can get some excitement in the gym Tuesday night. On Wednesday, the girls soccer team is headed to Clarion. Thursday, the tennis team is headed to Johnsonburg. The girls golf team hosts Cowdersport, and the girls varsity JV volleyball team again is in Bradford against Punxsutawney.
Nice.
And that brings us to next weekend, or next Friday, I guess. Another home football game, 7 o'clock, against the Dubois Beavers. They bring a pretty high-powered offense in next week also.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Pretty strong offensive team, very tough defensive team. Should be a very good challenge for us. Also on Friday, the boys golf team is headed to Kane in the morning for the Kane Invitational, where they're going to be hosting the district golf tournament. So we always try to have an early invitational at the site of the district golf
match. Want to see how the boys do on that course, especially.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for sitting down with me again today, Mike.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. And shout out to CJ Wallace Engineering for sponsoring this halftime show.
And we'll sit down again for halftime in week 4 while we host Dubois as well. That's Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devoncloth State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devoncloth and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devin and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devin for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Just a minute away from the end of halftime, right? Owls transitioning the Bears 14-12 after the tackle. End of our finally, of course, the Bears will receive. The Owls found the Bears 4-12 to start off the third quarter. So it was huge for the Owls to last half 9 point whatever the first games. Oh, for the Owls to, from about the 1 yard line. Find the end zone at 9.1 whatever second. Try to cut that lead down and answer back immediately from a second out. Eldred tried to catch down, and they did. So all they find a nice to Isaiah Finn, and now in the end zone with about 4 seconds left, 2 seconds to spare. They missed two for Isaiah Finn, and they remain 14. The end zone about 4 seconds. The Terrors, they were too successful on their first. That remains the district two-point attempt of the night, and that's been different.
Yeah, for the Owls. And it's a big container of a wrap. Whether I'm not the situation you need to have. Maybe it's kind of about and they probably them roll the box. But, you know, that's the last try. I mean, it's a very nice second of a
I think so. Yeah, and at side to side, so I'm part down at he's just not so anticipating that too much. And they get back, you know, dive them back to come to you as if they get diving into what a boot to kick off here, probably out of the yard. It's going to be the splain. Press back the 30 yard line. Kicks.
Good hit. That could have been worse. Drop out of part.
Like he might have been able to see that turn up Daffy on the sideline, but we're there. Maybe
first
pass. Or he also had a negative seven earlier in the game in first. Then Alder at the channeled with his left earlier. There's a trip to the right quarter. So it's first and Otto Elch, Shinfield. And it's going to be off to App. He's followed his lead map to his locker. Breakthrough. He's got plenty of room. And he's off to the races. App, 35-25-20. He's going to have walk. App, 35-30-25-20. He's going to have a walk. There was one man beat. And beat. Matt Barrett a chance.
He's on chase right here. The other side of the field. Just the other way. You know, his light
from the 35 yard 30
get up here. Yeah, you can't put your staff on us.
Yeah, I was actually. So actually, you guys are actually going to see a PAT here. The extra point is up. And it goes wide left. Oh, it's good.
Mister, sir.
I thought it was not even close. It was on the field. It was going to get 20 points. Just 20 seconds shave off the start of the third quarter. Rat Powell's fell 21 to the Bears. Brad Powell's football on WESB Sports.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devonclaw State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devonclaw and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devin and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devin for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
For us football on WESB Sports, there's just 20 second half, 165 yards first play after the kickoff return, and point to get her is good. Hit 12 terribly. Luke Black kickoff return. That's the lone. He's going to pick up the one side of 20, but get across the 30 yard line.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. Turners in the back, but this last 5 minutes flash.
Yeah, for them, we've seen that all year.
Now, with Smells room, work to do. I think the long press at the quarter. So the Indiana Reese do with this with Tristan and it off in the backfield ends, and he's brought up that immediately. He's good.
Yeah, took back a little bit. This draw play. I mean, I suppose that's the kind of catch depends on an end. Normally, when you're like on a drive, you're going to delay the back crunch. I hear a lot of people. Town, not that.
That is noble. Let's, a second 15. Roots. Well, a little bubble screen to Fenton as the cat break contact across, so it's back the loss, and then a Fenton the lower progress where he gets tap about two. Yeah, lost yards and a couple.
Yeah, he's looking hard to bring down today.
And 30, he's got a tear, slow to get up as well. Manspan was the guy last week to get a fit quiet. Line, and we are ready for third jump. Add kick off third and eight. First, and he's off your territory.
Hey,
can bounce out of that field, turn around, and down the line and Pat Nelson Field to 10 at 46 for the tour.
We got here.
Couple's gone and officials converting. Sure. So officials making his way to the sideline. To the line judge.
If they got figured out.
Up to the line. Guess there's 10:46 and slam anything. For Reese Scott, you see his last as well. And hand can dive to take her and see the end of the six.
Yeah, that was the hand. I'm to try to delay, give Troy the ball.
Especially running the way.
Yeah, and with something we haven't lost, you're going to hit the opening up the running back to that. So.
Or Atkin goes on motion, Reese tries to give it to Atkin, but it falls in clear, and then getting a third and four.
The crunch time, Lee, and now probably four. From they got, they also have two plays to get 4 yards. I'm going for another quick bubble screen. Look, try to get Lash involved. There's no way covered 4 yards. He's got something.
Comes out on the split kick, just It's a little late on snap here. So time out from the putback. It's a little late. And Atkins is going to get it out of the backfield. He's going to get real close to that first down marker.
Yeah, I think he might have it.
And we'll see if that's enough to move the chains. Looks like they've already flipped a fourth. All right, we'll call it fourth. It's one a yard. Isaiah says first time. I'm going to come out to measure. It looked for initially as it depends on the spot also, obviously. It looked like a first and bring it out and measure it. Spot. I don't get to see so a lot in high school.
No, I was not a...
So check. I look like it's be short. Inches.
We're have talented for to be
just to get about 6 inches old.
On the shock cube drop
and
no rough.
That'll set. Maybe have to set it down. Just forward. At least give you a press to that. We'll see how we line up here. Looks like split backs again. Twins to the right. Reese, fourth and inches. It's going to be pitched to Thompson. And Jordy will get across for the first down, plus a couple extra.
Yep, good play call. Keep the chains moving.
So nicely done there by Jordy Thompson. I think Atkins had probably taken a 10 nice and put and said they pitched her to prompt some of the attention. Yeah. Instead, pitched her Jordy Thompson, and he's able to get first down plus a couple extra. First and 10 from the 38 yard line, or 33 rather.
Yep.
Reese will drop back on first down. Looking downfield, there's a flag on the play, but it's caught by Laktash.
This can only mean one thing.
What's the one thing? You're leaving everyone in suspense, holding on the offense?
That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call dramatic effect me.
10 yards from spot of the foul.
Hold on, Jimmy.
10 yards spot of the foul. Wow, nice. Somebody said the score is currently a palindrome. 21-12. Same forwards as it is backwards.
Never would have expected that.
Shout out to whoever noticed.
Heavy play.
First and 22 for the Owls following the blocking. And with a little bit of work to do now, after a couple of nice plays moving the chains, now Reese faces a long first down. He's going to look to fit in, and it's going to go just over his head, slip through the fingertips, and out of bounds.
Yeah, just had a...
I smell bacon.
I've been smelling that.
...48-yard line. 7:47 left in the third quarter. Our third quarter contestant, by the way, for touchdown sweep is Terry Brinker. Again, Terry, if the Owls score here in the third, the Owls have scored in the third. Terry's already won the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu.
The Owls haven't scored in the third.
Oh, no. Terry scored in the third. If the Owls score here in the third, here's Reese on second down, incomplete. Terry will win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And if the Owls are held scoreless through the next 7 minutes and 43 seconds of gameplay, Terry will win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation.
Which I'll meet you there at Toji's, Terry. We'll have a good lunch together. Talk ball.
Talk shop.
Talk shop. And good hustle by the ref.
Still a couple of no gains. Going to bring up a third and a mile here for Reese and the Owls. Might have been pushed back out of four down territory after the penalty. Here's a little jump pass. Atkins breaking a couple passes or a couple tackles, rather, and gets forward almost to the 40-yard line. So he gets a chunk of it back, but they're still at a fourth and long.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to bring the punt team out. Oh, Talon's running to the sideline. Probably this move. Good opportunity for Lucas to pin him back deep.
Or to fake it, you know?
You can sense a fake, but this is a lot of yards to make up for a fake.
Yeah, 4th and 17 is the current set. Laktash set to punt it away. Booming punt.
Oh.
Friendly Owls bounce, and he's inside the 5 or right at the 5 maybe. Beautiful coffin corner.
I was just about to say that. He's
not putting him back.
All right. After I complimented him at halftime.
A beef. That brings it down inside of 7 minutes left to go in the third. Ottawa with the ball back here. Let's lead 21-12. And Infield set up with 22. Infield shift to his left. The out. Owls need to hold the tips back here. Keep in their own position. To hand off to App, and he got a little bit of room, but he wrapped up there. Deep position. Put up near minus. A lot of places to go. If he could have made it to that first line, he's done here. First time. Would have some could have. Oh, that's right. Actually, Manilowski's the one. He's doing 11 here. So now that is right side. And he's going to pass. King and over. And right, the only one who really had a kind of ball was for already had one reception tonight. The only remember play on the inside. And 11. I would have to make a big third. That's good position. If the app is right and trip the right, he's going to track and look to the right side, and it's tip to tip by. Is dragged back on and announced instead of the 15-yard line.
Hey, two people drill instead of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
people do it, but he kept that to himself. One-hand snag.
Isaiah Fitton, now it was going to be a conversation there for a little while, but Fitton starting to run away a little bit with that MVP of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see how the rest of the game goes, obviously, but now he's got an interception to go with that 21-yard touchdown reception.
You kind of
got
to take a shot to kind of reward him for it.
Contact field here for Reese. Stand up for from the almost here 10-yard line. Hold on. It's an advance from the potential to learn. Atkins Turnkins trying to jump over his back left. Atkins turns it into a nice game of about 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
So he's out about 2 yards shy of a first down. Now can't get a first. Stay inside 1.
8.
Second one from the
ball because he was just for last time when the Redwoods get the freshman touch.
Reese. Once it's switched off, Atkins is running. He's looking for them. Scores his
draw.
Or Adder scores his own sentiment of the game. And that went good for 3 yards.
Troy
Atkins rather scored his second. It's a short 3.
Two.
That's a long yard. Long 2.
2 short 3. Tomatoes, apples. Just kidding. It's tomato.
I'm right. Start controlling action. Second game, 2 point burn.
They are awesome.
Yeah, tune in. That's right. Santa is now running his in away with that action. Has an action. Of course, it's the second touchdown of the game.
As they run, aren't they?
As soon as I started, Santa's. There's a pitch out to Adkins. He's trying to get to the corner, and he's going to be brought down.
He's in.
It's good.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's a one lead for the Bears. 2 point is good. Adkins with a 21-20. 3 yards down run. 2 point version good. 20-20. Otto Eldred leads with 5-9 left in the third. Let's follow on WEAD Sports. 21-20.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
We're back here at the kickoff, and boy, that's just out of bounds. A little bit of a bummer penalty. Kickoff, oh, let's go out of bounds, following the touchdown run from Adkins.
Man, if you can force it, either a punt
stop or get another takeaway.
Yeah.
I mean, two in the first quarter. I had the interception with the interception first.
No, there's on the interception. Okay.
I mean, for the first defensive, the interception was for the fumble recovery. Well, I mean, the first defensive. The interception was a fourth. Yeah? So the interception on the first Eldred drive, and then the fumble recovery on the second. Here's a handoff, a little end around. And breaks some tackles, sheds some owls, and turned to be a 5 yard game. Is number three, Max Blaine, the brother of Max Blaine Manning.
Good little football family, Eldred.
Yeah. Yeah, Manning's a little bit taller, 2 years younger, but Max, he's got them all this season. Blitzer, and 2 years younger, Max. He's been a good fan. Here's second and about six. Hand off to App. App gets around, turns the corner. He's heading for midfield, and he's met there by Ward.
Ooh, someone got put on their butt.
Adam Ward just wrapped App up and brought him down.
Coach Cam Corner, excellent form tackle right there.
Yeah, and let App come into him. Yep. Didn't dive in to make that stop.
Nope, safety first. That's heads-up football right there.
Yeah.
Textbook.
So nice job there from Adam Ward. Inside of 5 minutes to go in the third. First and 10 for Otto Eldred. App. Wow. Had it in the field, but breaks free and is dragged out of bounds right near the first down, which is at the 40-yard line.
Man, he's so shifty.
He's just... He should have been down in the backfield, but somehow he's like
weight room somewhere.
Yeah, it's like when you put your car at the car that all 4 weeks and you know how weird that they put the car that up again, straight up the middle, and he's good for the shot. The guy that's an Oscar on the end, this one's good. That's approaches and the yard line shot.
Yeah, approach
time. 32. Four in the third. First 10-3 yard line. Build app to the right. Again, in 3 yard line. Shenfield with that to his right. We're showing bot snap. Yeah. Shenfield has to jump on top of it. I mean, and bounce the bounds and well, the pretty good. Well, maybe four. And also, yeah, four.
Yeah.
Brandon Nye, second and 14 for the Terriers as we approach 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, quick recovery. I mean, that worked out. The Owls for trying to get in the TFL, tackle for loss.
Yeah, back to the Chiefs. Bounces on the 36-yard line. The flag on the snappy, and there's a snap. They're going to do another little end-around there, this time to David Shenfield, the younger brother of Andrew. But it goes against the Terriers for the false start. Must have been on the motion.
You had to. Yeah, it would have been.
So that, again, is another positive for the Owls. Loss of yards. Terriers. But I do have to replace it. Up second and 19. We'll give you our field. That pass is bad. Almost interested. Field, and that pass added and almost intercepted.
Yeah, Wells got there with two guys.
Yeah, it was Alex Gangloff who almost came down with it, I believe.
And I think Andy Golier was the other one.
Who batted it?
Yeah.
2:55 left in the third. The Owls have kind of put themselves in a predicament with App just running downfield, but with the Terriers trying to make up this ground from the penalties, here's another end around, and it's a double.
Oh, that was down perfect.
Way in the backfield. The Owls read that one. Double reverse, and McGee ends up getting brought down for another loss of yard. It brings up a fourth and forever.
Best case scenario for the Owls. I mean, the start of the drive wasn't looking pretty for them, but Eldridge shot themselves in the foot on a few plays and tried the trick play. Owls read it perfectly, and the Owls are going to get the ball back. The red-hot Owls on offense.
So it's fourth and 23. And she'll run it away. Really nice punt. Travis to about the and Shenfield will punt. They're returning to so we're punt. Travis will be 20 yards. Wow. The return is botched. And I think the Terriers, the Terriers have it.
Messful mistake.
So he muffed the punt.
No, it wasn't even muffed. Just reached hand to touch it. Yeah, the returner come up. He reached it out there. For the Owls, I think it was live cast returning it, called it off, and the ball bounced, and one of the Bradford guys reached out to try to grab it.
Man. So that's huge for the Terriers. After mistake and penalty after penalty, loss of yards, they punted away and end up getting a huge benefit. And they're going to start first and 10 from the 20-yard line, Bradford territory. App receives the handoff, cuts up the just his quick cuts and slashes off in a 5-6 yard game.
It was like just floating him set.
And off another 5-6 yard game.
Yeah, those cuts, it seems like he's doing it because it looks like it's like a 1 yard gain and he makes the cut and he's going to
down the field. It's like watching a human glitch out in real time.
Yeah.
Like was here and then the computer just put him here instead.
Yeah, ping, like glitch two, and 280 ping right now.
Put him in
it. Yeah, his ping's at 280 ping now. For my computer guys out there. You know what I mean?
Second and 5, a minute and a half to go in the third. And it's another handoff to App. Why wouldn't you? This time he's going to go to the left side, break a tackle, break another tackle, and get outside the lead.
They had arms on him.
The first one is.
That one's on one.
It's that jump and seeing all night from App this on. That's that jump cut that we've been seeing all night from App. The second tackle should have been.
We got a number 3, Max Blaine, can run into the sideline.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's going to hit the ground here and get stretched out. So hopefully a sprain. They look like they know exactly what it is. Yeah, they're trying to push out. Game time on the field. App gets brought down in the backfield for a loss, finally, but there's a flag on the play. So they finally get to App before he's able to get out and make a move.
First time we've seen him bottled up in the backfield, too.
We'll have to wait and see. And it's holding on the tears.
Now, what do you do if you're the Owls here? You take the penalty or do you take the tackle for loss?
Oh, well, how much did he lose on the tackle?
About 4 yards. Looks like they're going to take the penalty.
Yeah, you take the penalty. If it's doubling the... First and goal, however. So now, because they took the penalty, it's a first and goal from the 25. So, yeah, guess I would have done that. Replay the down, but going to air it out on first, and wow, it's caught.
Brendan McGee, beautiful pass, high pointed that. Oh, we got a flag on the play now. It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against two, probably the Owl. I mean, probably the Terrors.
You would assume that.
No, we got a helmet. That's me. That's on me. So it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, McGee's still out there.
Either way, it's a touchdown.
Right,
the
yeah.
Flag, the fly came in after the touchdown.
So that was a 25-yard, just a bomb from Sheffield, yeah. And McGee caught it in the end zone.
And that's kind of where you've seen Sheffield go down the field.
Yeah.
With a pass, too. Yeah.
Makes it a 27-20, and we'll see if they go for two or if they end up kicking another. Looks like for two.
Well, coach is going to come out, and they're going to ask him if he wants it on the kickoff or on the conversion, which I would take it on the conversion.
They're taking it on the conversion, yeah.
To keep it, because worst case, it's a 7-point game.
So 54 seconds left in the third, and that might be a penalty we end up coming back to.
Yep.
We'll see how the rest of this game plays out, obviously. But here for the two-point conversion all the way out to the 20-yard line. And it flies, floats out of – or incomplete, rather. So it's 27-20 now. If they're able to come back, score again, and they've already seen one successful two-point conversion. That gives them the lead. 53 seconds to go left in third. 27-20, Otto Eldred. Leads Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Hey, Slade, set the key up for the Bears. Back once again for the Owls. The one on the side dash, number 7.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports following the long touchdown catch for the Terrors. Makes it 27-20 after the two-point conversion is no good. Here's Isaiah on the return. And they tried to strip it from him there, but he ends up hanging on to it on the way to the ground. 36-yard line is where the Owls will start here.
Heads up play by Isaiah. Understanding the situation and protecting the football just going down.
47 seconds left in the third.
Split back. Jordy and Troy Adkins in the backfield.
So here is first down. It's caught by Laktash, and he's across to the 50. Staying on his feet at the 45. 100 territory.
About a 20-yard pitch and catch. Oh, we got a player down on the field. Looks like a Bradford player.
Yeah, trying to see who's down and
don't want to make any assumptions.
No, I mean, obviously we hope for
I hope it's just a cramp.
Hope for the best. Another cramp situation. But in the meantime, I think we'll wait and – oh, nope, he's up.
Good. Yep, it was Lactash. Must have got a little cramp. Or Charlie Horse.
So Lactash looks okay there.
He played a nice play when you're pitching catch.
Yeah, a really nice catch from Lactash as he gets across into the 44-yard line in Otto Eldred territory. Lactash.
Tough kid, too. He's a wrestler.
Yes.
Dogged.
First and 10 for the Owls. 35 seconds to go in the third. Reese with Adkins to his right and double twins. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to his right. Going to air it out, intended for Fitton, and it's inter. No.
High low.
I mean, almost an absolutely. I mean, that would have been an incredible interception by Shenfield.
Close. That's all right. I don't hate the shot right now.
By David Shenfield, not David.
Sounds like a folk. Folk singer
David Shenfield.
David Shenfield and the Sewer Rats. Sounds like a folk style band, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I was thinking more of like. Here's a handoff on second and 10. Adkins has some room.
Just going to get called back.
Yeah, that's a block there. Adkins with a really nice run was looking at a gain of, you know, a team. But.
Another cramp
block is going to come back here.
Eldred player down on the far side of the field.
Yeah, he's holding his thigh, not the calf. So it could still very well be a cramp, and you hope it is. But usually you see him in the calf.
Well, it's humid out. Muscles are going to cramp.
You're going to talk about the fog? Haven't talked about the fog tonight.
There's hardly any mist out, so no, I'm not going to talk about the fog. But there is a slow dew in the air.
It's usually a fog.
Well,
last week didn't see it in the foot. See it. You said something about they're not.
I think it was rolling down the mountains.
We're up.
It is good though.
Is the Terrors big man there? Oh, I think that was that Braxton Caldwell?
70.
No, it's 70. Yeah, that's my name. I thought I saw 78.
Some respect on his name, Jim.
Isaac Shaw.
There you go. You know, someone this hustling on the field today, quite impressive from the referees to the coaching staff. You love to see it.
Yeah, it's a high energy game. Close one right now.
I'd be out of breath.
And looks like we're going to run down to the end of the third here.
Let me try to sneak the play.
We'll see.
They're not going to sneak in the play.
Three, two.
Oh, they
takes the snap. Oh, no, it gets called off. Wow, tried.
They tried.
Tried to get one in. But it's going to pause it at 2nd and 20. That's where the Owls will start as we flip the field here. 2nd and 20 from the 47-yard line-ish in Bradford territory. The Owls still trailing Otto Eldred, 27-point Bradford ball on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WQAM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back for the fourth and final quarter of the Owls
Week 3 road contest against the Ottawa Eldred Terriers. Final 12 minutes of play. The Owls trail 27-20. It's a 2nd and 22 here.
Oh, that's a fumble.
And a fumble. Think the Terriers have it.
Nope.
No.
Holy.
Somehow, and I have no idea, as long as that ball was on the ground, but somehow the Owls come up with it after a really weird, like a scrum.
I can't even explain it, Jimmy. It makes no sense. It was a batted down pitch that clearly was going to get recovered by the Terriers that wasn't recovered by the Terriers that Jacob Abers picked up and then got tackled for a loss, about a 17, 18 yard loss.
Yeah, every bit of that. 3rd and 40? 3rd and 30-something? 35? Reese is going to keep it. Reese is off and running.
I'd like to see this more.
Hey, that didn't look half bad, Taylen Reese.
No, kid has some wheels on him. He can scoot.
Broke a took a little contact. Didn't go down on first contact. Stayed up, made a cut. And got a little bit of a gain there. Might have taken a, might have taken 10 yards off of that.
Love to see it.
I mean, they were so far back. It's almost comical, but 4th and 10, 22-ish from now. Here's the punt up and away. Nice punt. Gains some of that ground back, but takes a friendly Otto Eldred bounce and rolls, curiously enough, almost back to where it landed initially. So the Terriers will take over, and this is huge for them as they're able to
drive,
score on their previous drive and then hold Bradford scoreless, which they haven't been able to do since their first two possession lead. The Owls have been on their trail ever since they went up. Yeah, they haven't been able to put up a comfortable lead all night. Going through the spring, their largest lead has been 8 points. Because the Owls have answered every time. First time, but another cramp. It's all the dew, I think, what you talked about.
It's definitely the dew with the mixture of the humidity. There's no scientific reason other than that. So, I'll stand on that mountain.
Science. That's a good mountain to stand on. It was a short gain, second down, and yeah, pretty certain that's another, again, don't want to guess or anything, pretty certain that's another cramp. They're just going to work this out real quick, and hopefully he'll pop back up, same as the previous two or three or four that we've seen. Yeah, we can go through some scores in District 9.
I know the folks are waiting heavily for this. Elk County Catholic is up 30-16 over Bucktail. St. Mary's, no report from the halftime, but it's still 13-0 St. Mary's. Carn City, 28-0 third quarter over Ridgeway. Port Allegheny is up 14-0 over Smithport Huffs.
Wow.
Bank Valley is up 21-7 over the Punxsutawney Chucks. We got Brockway now, 63 to Cowder Sports 8 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Brookville, 19, Keystone, 12.
Mm.
We have a score report in for Moneta, 20, Cameron County, 12. Central Clarion, 43, Union AC Valley, 6. And Clearfield has opened up the floodgates against Dubois. It's 41-7 Clearfield.
Oof.
And Bellwood Antis out of Pittsburgh is up 34-14 over Kearnsville.
Also, Pittsburgh Pirates are leading 4-2.
When did you change your name to Neil?
Middle of the seventh.
Okay.
Here's a little pitch to, I believe that was Mahalik. Bryce Mahalik took a tough hit there as he was going to the ground. Mahalik is in because App was the player with the calf cramp. He's still being worked on just on the sideline. He did get back up, make his way to the sideline fine, but he's getting that calf, trying to get that rubbed out now. So Mahalik currently in the backfield.
It's third and six for the Terrors. They still lead 27-20 with 9:20 left to go. And it's bobbled and dropped by McGee.
All right, it's going to be...
The Owls got away with them there.
They did. Yeah, it's going to be about fourth and six. You kind of got a punt here.
McGee just kind of slipped into a spot there where wasn't really a defender, and a few yards in either direction of him, he ends up dropping it.
He's going to sneak a snake all night.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Fourth quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, George Burris. Here's a punt, and it goes short and bounces out of bounds at the 40.
Came right off the side of his foot.
Ooh, just before the 40, actually. Must have went out of bounds closer to the 41, 42.
We need to pay attention to the special teams here by Eldrick because this might be
just getting 40-yard line. What's that?
The special teams for Otto. A couple incidents here that's given the Owls good field position.
Yeah, yep.
Something to pay attention to, Jimmy. Laktash is back out on the field.
Laktash is back. Yeah, Reese with split backs and twins to the right side. First and 10 from the 40-yard line in Bradford territory. The Owls take over. He looks to his right, and he's got Fitton. Fitton has to break one tackle, but he can't. And he's going to go down after a gain of about a yard. If he could have gotten past that one defender, would have had some room.
Yeah, would have had at least first down.
So maybe 2 yards there, close, 1-2 yards. Set up near the 42 for a second and 8.
Yep.
Reese has Adkins to his right side and double twins. And he'll drop back, look to his right, and it goes high. Oh. Adkins brings it down and has a first down, and he's on. He's looking at Tibbs in the rear view. Touchdown.
Holy. 58-yard touchdown.
And Troy Adkins. I mean, what can you say about that? I thought that was going to fly out of bounds and complete. Adkins somehow hauls it in. And yeah, well that unsportsmanlike penalty on Otto Eldred that forced them into a 20-some yard 2-point.
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing to lose for Coach Julio here. You go for two.
Adkins with a
58
yard.
Yep, I think he's cementing his case for the MVP.
Yeah, it's third touchdown of the night.
Today.
Yeah, his third touchdown tonight. Split backs for Reese. And it's to Jordy.
Oh,
he's going to come up short.
Man.
And the Owls now trail by one. A lot of time left
yes,
in
sir.
This game. And it's 27-26 with 8:13 left in the fourth quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter of Brad Powell football on WESB Sports. 8:13 left in the game, and the Owls have cut the lead 1. It's 27-20. WESB Sports at 6. SB Sears the kick. And it travels to about the 20-yard line. And he's in trouble here at the 20. Is able to get around, get to the sideline. There's a flag. And he's pushed out of bounds near the 30. We'll see what the flag is. If you're the Owls, you're hoping for Malik Block. It's a personal foul on the Terriers.
15 yards.
Wow. So not only the unsportsmanlike might come up big, but I mean, this is. Going to push the Terriers the way back to their own 10-yard line. First and 10 for Shenfield and the Terriers. It looks like App is back on the field. And Terriers, it looks like App the field. Shenfield looking, and it falls incomplete off the fingertips of Manning Splain. Had him in the flat there.
He did.
With some room to run, but Splain's not able to haul it in, and it will be second and 10 from the 10.
Some good voodoo happening for the Owls around.
It does seem to be working in their favor. A lot of dropped passes. A couple of penalties. Troy Adkins somehow having football magnets in his hands. Here's 7 and 10. And off to App. He's bottled up after a short gain.
I think that was actually a loss. About 3-yard loss.
I haven't seen them get to him in the backfield once, so wasn't expected. But, yeah, breaks it to 3rd and 11. I mean, you need one more stop here.
Yeah.
And you get the ball back down one. With a whole lot of time.
With a lot of field position, the way that special teams has been going for Eldred, you might get this ball back to the 30-yard line.
Here it is, third and long.
Oh.
And it's incomplete, almost a safety.
Almost.
As the Owls got to him deep in the end zone.
Oh, man,
Shenfield's able to get rid of it just in time.
With a receiver just in the vicinity.
So it will fall incomplete. It'll bring up a 4th and 11 from the Otto Eldred 9-yard line. And the Owls, it's almost like they're waiting for the Owls. There's a flag.
Oh.
There was a fake.
And that's going to be a first down for the
Terriers. Yeah, because the penalties are going to be on the Owls because they didn't have their person in set.
Good job by Shenfield reading that, too, at the park.
Yeah, I mean, that is – it's killer. Unfortunate that nobody called a timeout there for Bradford. That guy's running off the field. And as soon as they snapped the ball, that was going to end up being bad news. So the call was an illegal substitution. It gets declined because they had a 30-yard gain, 32-yard gain on the fake.
Yeah.
So the Terriers getting something from nothing. Yeah, that special teams
special
looks pretty
teams,
good
again,
now.
This is the story of the game, special teams on both sides of the ball.
7:15. Left in the game, 27-26, first 10, Joe Eldred from their own 31. Shenfield, first 41. Shenfield hands it off to App. App is dragged down after a gain of 2 or 3 yards. Good wrap-up tackle there.
He's taking the beating, too, tonight. Getting up a little slow, but they're leaning on us. Cramps look like stuff down there. Owls even better stopping the run.
That was Evan Whitmore on the tackle.
Clock is moving. Eldred obviously going to take their time. No reason to hurry.
Yeah, as much as they possibly can. Milk that for all it's worth. Inside of 7 minutes now. Here's your second down. It's a keeper from Shenfield. He's going to be...
Oh, he almost lost the ball.
Just shy of midfield.
Alex Gangloff made that ball just a little loose.
Lost the helmet.
Big deal because he's got to come off the field. So quarterback's got to come off the field on a big third down.
Yeah, third and 2 at the 50.
Should burn a timeout here.
I think with app, you just
direct snap up the middle.
Yeah, if you have a backup that, you know, can handle it and hand it off, do it. If not, just direct snap it to him.
Yep.
App has been carrying the load all night. Just let him take it.
Yep. They gotta call him out here.
Delay oh, man. Game. Did they get the delay?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So a delay of game on Otto Eldred as they were going to just run the play. Shenfield can come back into the game now.
No.
They were just going to run the game.
No,
run the play.
They're saying he can't come back into the game.
Oh, they waved him back off?
Yeah, PIAA rule. Oh, it has to be a snap, yeah.
So App's still out there, and there's the snap. It is going to be a throw, and it's caught. It's completed, wide open across midfield, first down at the 35, still going. And this is going to be a touchdown for the Terriers.
Golly.
On the last play, you would have expected it. A 55, 56-yard touchdown.
55-yard touchdown.
Shane McGee, freshman.
Freshman getting on the stat board. Wow, if you're the Owls, that's a punch right in the gut.
And I didn't see who ran it in, who caught it. I just saw Shane McGee on the...
That might have been his brother Brendan.
Wow. I mean, that's huge for the Terriers. 33-26, and now coming in for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, I mean, if you get this two-point conversion, it's a two-possession game. Massive, massive play.
Splitbacks here with App to the right. Shenfield back on the – he's going to hand it off to App, and App looks like he's bottled up, and it'll be no good. Wow, the 56-yard pass from Shane McGee in for one play on the game after Shenfield lost his helmet. The two is no good, but that makes it 33-26 with 5:43 left to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Back here in Duke Center, Otto Eldred leading the Owls 33-26 following
this was the
most unlikely play on the wildest drive we've seen all night.
I have never seen a drive like that. I mean, the Owl had them backed up.
Almost had a safety.
Almost. They were backed up to the 3-yard line.
They end up with a fake punt on a confused Owls return team. Here's the kickoff return. From the 35,
wow,
takes a hit. Thompson gets it to about the 34, 35-yard line. But that when Shenfield comes out because he lost his helmet, it was 3rd and 2, and Leahy brings it back to 3rd and 7. Shane Gee, fresh, comes in for that one play because Shenfield had to sit out one snap. He ends up throwing a 56-yard touchdown pass to Manning Splain. And the two-point conversion is no good, but the damage has been done here as they take a 33-26 lead with 5:39 left. And he's going to turn that into a positive as it was just a very short pass, but he ends up turning it into a 9-yard gain. Wow.
Close to a 10.
Almost a first down, yeah. Oh, they've now spotted it back. Closer to a 6-yard gain.
Okay.
I thought that was a little far. second and 4. Reese with Adkins to his right side in double twins. Reese drops back, looks to his right. He's going to step up, give it to Adkins. Adkins is off and running. First down, midfield, breaks the tackle and gets to the sideline and is brought down inside the 40 at about the 37. Troy Adkins.
A 20-yard gain, too. Wow. He's having a day, Troy is.
Wow.
Real quick, just like that, Owls are back in business.
Yeah, I mean, if you can come down and find the end zone here relatively quickly and be successful on one of these 2 points. So here's Reese down and that will include to Isaiah Fitton. Working from the 37-yard line. Bring up a second.
If you go up this Bradford on him,
a second and 10.
You look like everyone's on their feet.
Yeah. I mean, either way, it's been a great back and forth battle. Not back and forth some score, but they've gone back hit for tap much the entire night.
Yeah, punch for punch.
Here's Reese, and that one's dropped by Finn on second down.
That's 2 completions in a row, but Talon in this second half too has been playing quite well.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of zip behind it. I mean, it's like he's throwing these passes on a rope.
It looks like newfound confidence for him as well.
He's kind of out of his own head a little bit. He's in a close game, and they're moving the ball, having fun. I think he's out of his own head, and he's just out there playing. But some of these passes have some zip on them. Here's Reese, and this one goes across the field and is bobbled, tipped out of bounds. So that unfortunately brings up a 4th and 10 off of Adkins.
Massive play right here.
Yeah, this is a big one. This might be make or break. I mean, there's still, almost 5 minutes, 4:55 left in the game. So almost anything to happen in the previous Terrors drive. Surely almost anything can happen.
I wouldn't expect anything less at this point.
But this is a big one. 4th and 10 to the left. Sorry. Dropping back. Reese has to hurry now, and he hits Lactash for a completed pass, but he's only about half of what he needs. Maybe a little less, actually. Maybe closer to 3 or 4.
I mean, there was nowhere to go there.
No, and Reese was starting to run out of time as well.
Well, Bradford still has, I believe, all 3 timeouts.
I think so, yeah. 1st and 10 for Otto Eldred as they take over with 4:48 left on the clock and a 33-26 lead. I think this might be they need a stop here. If the Terrors are able to get downfield and score, and by the way, burn any time off the clock while they're doing it.
Yeah, massive, big time drive here for both sides of the ball.
Here's 1st and 10. Shenfield has App to his right, and he'll give it to him. App bounces off the tackle. He's off and running and gets across mid down at the 47-yard line.
18, 19-yard run. Yeah, now you just go into clock killer mode here.
Yeah, now that you're in Bradford territory inside of 5 minutes with a, with a 7-point lead.
Yeah, and this is a big deal. When you call blitz, it's so dangerous. It's all or nothing on a blitz. And this was the nothing.
That's the nothing, yeah.
That's the nothing of it there.
App's the worst guy to blitz. I mean, it's obviously you're trying to get to him before he can make that move. But once he does, man, he's just off and in a different direction. It's wild to watch.
Oh, we're going to get a false start.
False start there on Otto Eldred, I believe. Yes. So that stops the clock at 4:07 with the penalty, and then it'll push the Terriers back 5 yards. Back into their own territory. 48-yard line.
Clock will restart, though. So
yeah.
Time's...
Yeah, it doesn't stop the clock, but no. Where we were was at 4:03.
But the play clock resets it because of the penalty, so they get more time to chew off.
So first and 15 from the 48.
I don't expect any passing plays.
And here's App. Follows his lead blocker and gets a few of those yards back. A couple of yards to about the 50-yard line.
Yep, and this should bring the clock down to just under 3 minutes before the next snap.
Well, the Owls had two early takeaways in this game and haven't had one since. Now would be an excellent time for another fumble recovery.
We've got about 15 seconds to get the play call in and run the play. So
heading to the line now, and there's your 3 minute mark.
About 5 seconds out of the game.
Might take the delay.
The time delay, what we're doing here.
They get the snap off.
Do again.
App again for a pot.
Hey, take a time out here for Coach Julio.
Yeah, stayed in on it. So that's going to bring it inside of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that game will make it 3rd and 7 back in Bradford territory at the 45. So the Owls, yeah, I mean, right here is this is where you're running out of time.
Yep.
With a 7-point lead, or a 7-point deficit, I guess, looking at it from the Owls' point of view. A 7-point deficit, 2 minutes left. Third down here. I mean, you can stop them and force the punt and keep all your timeouts, but if they get this first, it's just about game over. Shenfield drops back, scrambling. It's incomplete.
Best case scenario for the Owls there.
Clock there to the incomplete. Pass at 1:46. It also brings up a long fourth down. The Owls stay in the game.
They do, but we've all seen the Terriers go for it on.
So the Owls in this game twice, but once because obviously.
Yes. But yeah, you gotta punt this ball and pin the Owls back.
Yeah, I don't think you can go for it here because if that goes wrong, you've already seen the Owls march down in 50 seconds as well from right around this area. So the last thing you want to do is try to throw a pass, end up incomplete, turnover on downs at the 45, and then give the Owls a minute and 46 to get 55 yards.
The Owls still have all their timeouts.
The punt is up.
That's
yeah, and it might actually sail inside the five. Wow, stopped at the 10-yard line.
Good punt.
Really nice punt.
Took about 10 seconds off the clock, too.
So we're at a minute, 37 seconds.
With three timeouts for the Owls.
All three timeouts.
Talon, this is what you dream about, kid.
And a 7-point deficit.
Yep.
So a minute, 37 to go 90 yards and try to score at least 7 points.
And you do this in your backyard when you're 7, 8, 9.
Worry about whether or not you go for two if you get there. So here's what, yeah, every one of these kids has pretended to do for
this exact
most
situation.
Of their life.
And especially the end of the streak.
Right.
Hometown hero.
First and 10 for Reese. Drops back, looks to his left. He's got Ash, who comes out of bounds near the 20, I think. I couldn't exactly see. 20 is where they need to get for the first.
What do they get, 5 yards on that?
Yeah, I guess he came out at the 15. I thought he was at the 20. So second and five. Clock is stopped at 1:32. Black Ash with Atkins to his right, drops back. He's looking to his right. He's in trouble. He's hit as he throws, but it falls incomplete.
That's right.
If he hangs on that, then he's still down. If he hangs on to that for a second longer, it's a big sack. But he looks a little limpy.
Yeah, what an Iron Man.
Heading to the sideline.
Might be going to get the play call.
Yeah, you're right. Coming back. Wow. Well, shout out to Talon Reese showing a little toughness there as he just kind of shakes it off and gets ready for third and five. Double twins, Adkins to the right. Third and five for the Owls, 28 left. Drops back, looking to the left, and it sails out of bounds. Going to bring up a fourth down. The Owls have one more chance. Oh, flag on the play.
Oh, man. Oh, it's roughing the passer?
Roughing the passer.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, it was third and five, so not only is that going to be a first down.
They'll get 15 yards.
They'll get, an extra 15 from it.
And the clock has stopped.
While the clock has stopped, yeah. So it brings them all the way to the 30 for a first and 10. 1:24 to go. Well, we've seen them go 51 yards in 50 seconds. They need to go 70 yards in a minute 24 here. First and 10. Reese takes the snap, looking to his right. Steps up. There's a flag on the play. And
come back for
goes incomplete. Intended for Fitton. Right near the 40 is where it falls incomplete. Yeah, and that one is on the Owls. So they give a little bit of that back from the previous penalty.
Yeah, you're just playing that prevent defense right now, try to keep everything in the middle of the field. You got to force Bradford to start using their timeout.
1:19 left to play. First and 20 from the 20. Trying to get it out to Fitton, but it sails over his head. And it's going to be second and 20. Well, way overthrown. Little nerves, maybe? Adrenaline? What was that?
He's taking a couple shots at a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, as the quarterback.
Couple few.
So, big shots in that last one a few plays ago. Might be still shucking up and trying to overcompensate. But again, sophomore quarterback.
Having a heck of a game tonight.
Yeah, hanging in there tough.
Second 20, Reese. Drops back, looking to the left. Has to scramble, leaves the pocket. Rolling to the right. Still looking. Still looking. Now, still looking. Now, unloads it. Through the hands of Matt Perry. There's another flag on the play.
It might be. This is going to be a lot if it's illegal man downfield. Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. So that should bring up a third and 20 with a minute five to go. Just a couple more chances here for the Owls. Third and 20 from the 20.
All right, looks like
Reese with trips to the right. Atkins also on his right.
Timeout.
And it's going to be a timeout, a tax-in timeout as well. Brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Children in poverty, each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the final minute and 5 seconds of the Owls Week 3 contest in Otto Eldred. The Terriers lead 33-26. The Owls have a 3rd and 20 from the 20. Reese drops back, looks to his right, shovel pass to Adkins. Adkins is wrapped up, trying to break free. Got to just get down at this point.
Yeah,
it's a short game, and it'll bring up a 4th and 1.
And that's their time.
Yeah, we'll stick here for this one. A little game tech.
Hello, this is a ball game here on this play.
52 seconds to go. So this is the play. It's 4th and 20 with 52 seconds to go. If the Owls can somehow convert, or at least get a, you know, a short of them converting, getting some sort of replay down after a penalty, then this play pretty much determines the game. Because if the Terriers get it back here in any way, shape, or form, victory formation, take an E.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Owls, you hope that you have, like, I hope that they have a hook and ladder or something. And that would be massive right now. There's got to be some creativity here on this play.
Nobody.
You're going to drop probably 5-6 yeah. guys in the coverage right
Nobody
now.
Nobody on the right side, trips to the left, and Adkins on his right in the backfield. And it's a false start. So just to add a little bit more to the challenge, we'll make it 4th and 25. Reese thought, you know what? Not quite enough pressure.
Nope, I'll just need a little bit more, guys. Thank you.
Do me a favor, fella. Give me a false start. I need 5 more yards. 4th and 5, Reese drops back. 4th and 25, rather. Reese steps up, unloads, and it falls incomplete. And Otto Eldred is going to take over. And this should be ball game.
Bummer.
Yeah, heck of a game, man.
Yeah.
A really good from start to finish. I mean, the Owls have some timeouts, but not enough to stop the inevitable here. So, Terry should line up in victory formation. Take a knee. And that is 45 seconds left, so that should just about do it. They might have to knee one more time. We'll stick around just in case for that final knee to end the game. And there it is. That's game time. 20 seconds to go. And a standing ovation here from both sides of the crowd.
Yeah. Heck
awesome.
Of a game.
Yeah. I mean, put on a show for sure. Really cool to see, man. The crowd on both sides, the home and visiting areas, both given the standing O. After the boys put on a heck of a show. Congratulations to the Terriers tonight, who now win their 2nd in a row. And in 2 very different types of games, Sheffield blowout and scratched out a win here over the Owls tonight. Final score, 33-26. Otto Eldred wins. We're going to tally up some of the stats and get ready for a post-game show. Break down some of the more significant stats on the night, and we'll leave you with some final thoughts here from Duke Center. Otto Eldred wins this one 33-26 over the Bradford Owls.
And the Owls take the handshake line here and head on into the locker room. So we'll be back for our final post-game show from Duke Center. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
I 23 yards.
Back for our Bradford Owls post-game show on WESB Sports. The Owls fall here to Otto Eldred. 33-26, your final score. And boy, the way this one ended up shaking out was crazy. It was a really good game start to finish. The Owls were playing catch-up and just couldn't get out in front for most of the game. They kept it interesting the whole time. And then what ended up being the difference maker was the least likely play of the night. And it's really weird how that shook out. We'll get to that. We'll do a quick scoring recap. But first, congratulations to all of our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Our fourth quarter contestant was George Burris. Not sure if I give him a shout during the game, but we can run that down as well. It's basically a run it back of last week. First quarter, no score, and then they score in at least once in every quarter from there. So Tom Lineman, our first quarter contestant, Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. No score from the Owls from either team in the first quarter, which means Tom wins a free lunch special from Toji Substation. Second quarter contestant, Chris Wolcott. Third quarter, Terry Brinker. And fourth quarter, George Burris. The Owls scored in every one of those quarters, so they score all three win the free value pack meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. That's Toji Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can enter today into either location, Toji's Family Restaurant, or Toji Substation today. Norton will be going all football season long. Quick scoring recap before just a few of the stats, the most significant stats of the night. We also have to name our collision of the game and our Owls Model T MVP of the week, and we'll get just a couple of final thoughts before we head out on the road. So we'll run it down. As I mentioned, that first quarter goes scoreless. The Owls get a couple of takeaways during the first quarter with an interception and a fumble recovery that they were able to jump on top of. But ultimately, back and forth, it's mostly a battle of field position, defensive battle, and neither team gets out of it with a touchdown or a score of any kind. So we enter the second quarter, and the tear straight first, which really is the game.
Yep.
I mean, because they got that first touchdown, they were the ones in front for the rest of the night. And the Owls were left playing catch. But because they got it first, it was Blaze Mahalik on a one-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion is good, and it's 8-0, Terrors. Later on in the second, the Owls and right back gets his first touchdown of the night. It would not be his last. It's a one-yard TD of his.
2-point conversion is no good. It's 8-6 OE. Otto Eldred then scores a 9-yard touchdown from Shenfield to McGee. The 2-point conversion is no good, and it's 14-6. And before the end of the quarter, 50 seconds left on the clock, set up from the 51-yard line after a offside kick attempt gone wrong. So immediately following the pass to McGee, they tried it for an offsides kick. It doesn't go well. It ends up landing right in the hands of one of the Owls linemen at the 49-yard line. With 49 seconds to go, the Owls find the end zone. It ends up being Talon Reese to Isaiah Fitton for a 21-yard catch and run, an excellent run from Fitton. And he finds the end zone with just 4 seconds on the clock. 2-point conversion, no good. 14-12, Otto Eldred. And the Terriers get the ball first, and they score first. It's Hunter App with a 65-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage of the third quarter. 65-yarders. The 2-pointer is good, and it makes it 21-20, or no, 21-12, rather. 21-12, Terriers lead. And in the third, later in the third, Troy Edkins with second touchdown of the game. This one's from a little farther out, the 3-yard line. The 2-point conversion is good. It's also Troy Adkins. It's a 20-point game in the third quarter. But Otto Eldred is able to answer back one more time. Shenfield to McGee for a 25-yard touchdown throw. The 2-point conversion is no good, and McGee was actually called for that unsportsmanlike penalty on that touchdown. Thought that was going to come back into play as they had their point conversion from the 20-some yard line. It ends up not coming back to really haunt them, but for a while there, it looked like it could have been a big deal. After that, it's 27-20, 7-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. First score of the fourth is the Bradford incredible play from Talon Reese to Troy Adkins. Now, Reese throws to Adkins on the sideline. It looks like it's going to sail over Adkins' head. Somehow he grabs it, he hauls it in, brings it down with him, and finds the sideline, breaks a few tackles, and makes his way. Communicate how it happened. 58 yards for a touchdown. I mean, he broke a few tackles, he made a few moves, but I mean, between the catch, the run, the contact, and the dive into the end zone, it was an absolutely jaw-dropping play. 58-yard touchdown from Reese to Adkins. 2-point conversion, no good. It is 27-26, a 1-point Otto Eldred lead. Now, on the craziest possession of the night, Otto Eldred has the ball. They end up getting backed up right on their own goal line for a fourth down. They're forced to punt and almost come away, or on third down, rather. They all come away with the safety, the Owls do, on third down. Shenfield is hit as he throws, but it falls incomplete, as he has the feet of the wide receiver right near the ball, so it's not intentional grounding. So they narrowly avoid the safety. They narrowly avoid the intentional grounding, which would have resulted in the safety, but they are forced to punt on fourth down from their own end zone. While they're getting ready to set up the punt, there's some confusion on the Owls. Guys running on the field, guys running off the field. They're not set up. Shenfield sees that they're not ready. They find it. They find a way to get it to a punt fake. And able to convert for close to 40 yards on that punt take, and they get the first down. On the following play, Shenfield runs a keeper, loses his helmet on the play, and has to exit for one snap. Now, on the next play, Shenfield's on the sideline, delay of game, it pushes him back to a 3rd and 8 with Shenfield on the bench for one snap. So their freshman backup quarterback, Shane McGee, comes into the game. And he ends up throwing one pass, which is a 56-yard touchdown to Manning Splane. The 2-point conversion is no good, but that, of course, sets up our final score of 33-26. And it was a wild ride there, but it was entertaining nonetheless.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, all together, this was a wild, fun game. Talon played an excellent game. Played mistake-free. for the first time this year. It looked like he had a newfound confidence, like I had alluded to earlier.
He got lost in the game.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you want as a quarterback. Yes. As a quarterback, is you want to be so focused, so into the game that you're not overanalyzing everything as a quarterback. Right. You're just able to go out there, have fun, throw the football around. And we saw that today from Talon. I'm sure he was smiling the whole game.
A couple whacks.
He took a couple whacks. But Troy Adkins, man, he just went off.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him some more in a little bit.
And role players stepping up for, because AJ's not here. We saw Isaiah, like you said, stepped up in a big way. I'm on the defensive side of the ball. The new defensive end that's replacing AJ, Jesse Taylor, with a massive sack early in the game.
Yeah.
That bends back. So, no, I'm impressed by the Owls. This is a different Owls team that I'm seeing versus last year, and really the first game of this year, the Punxsutawney game. Looks like they're finding their swagger a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can maintain it, continue it, going into next week. Next week's a big game at home.
They're certainly playing a different brand of football. They look completely different. Set of guys on the field, just the way they're carrying themselves and the energy they're bringing onto the field with them. So run us down some of the more notable stats there on the night, Cam.
Yeah, Isaiah Fitton finished with 6 receptions for 83 yards and 1 touchdown. Talon Reese, again, excellent game. Eclipsed over 300 yards passing today.
Nice.
He went 303 yards. He was 29-43. With a 2 touchdowns. The man of the hour, though, Troy Adkins, 8 receptions, 91 yards, which is included with the big touchdown, the receiving touchdown. Then he had 7 carries for 23 yards with the 2 touchdowns. So altogether, he had over 100 yards of total offense. On the defensive side of the ball, Jesse Taylor with the sack. And, I mean, that's really about it. I mean, those are the standout stats for tonight.
Yeah, a couple of really good games. I mean, it's great to see Reese loosen up, as we talked about. Adkins was just a guy tonight, which is excellent. We need one of those on the team. You got something else as well?
Yeah, well, what I want to say to the folks at home is we got to give Talon time.
Yeah, sophomore.
And again, yeah, like you said, he's a sophomore, and he's just now coming out of his shell. So we got basically 2.5 years of this with Talon left,
right.
And we're already seeing.
It's been a while since we've had that.
Yeah, so we're seeing sparks of what could
3-year starter.
We're seeing sparks of what could be a great Owls football player. I mean, with the way that they're spreading the ball around. So just have faith at home, because I think the kid's going to figure it out. I think he's starting to figure it out, and I expect big things for him in the future.
And what have you got for the collision of the game?
The collision of the game, early in the first quarter, I alluded to it. I think it was within the first, 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it was very early.
It was Ian DeGolier with a nice pop right out the sideline. Legal hit. Just laid him out. I think it was on a punt return, too.
It was on a special teams, for sure.
Yeah, put a licking on him, knocked the kid on his back, good form tackle. It was just everything that you want from a good collision.
Yeah, it was. I think Owls were punting, and popped them one. And we remember punting and going out and just popped them one. And we mentioned it in real time, and we just didn't see a hit that topped it from there on out. So congratulations to Ian on the collision of the game. That's sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. And that brings us the last item of business tonight. That's the Owls Model T MVP of the week to Ian in New York City. And
we
would have told me in the third quarter, then maybe.
Right.
But as soon as I said what I did about Isaiah Fitton shortly after halftime, Troy Adkins ran away with it. Troy Adkins he ends up having an incredible game. The second half for him was absolutely explosive. He had 1 touchdown in the first half in the second quarter, and then he scores 2 more, 1 in the third. The first touchdown was a 1 yard. The second touchdown was a 3 yard. And the third touchdown was the big 58 yard pass from Reese. I mean, incredible catch, incredible run. I can't say enough about the play, 50 yards for a TD. So, he finishes his night, 3 touchdowns, which includes the 58 yard run. Plus he caught the 2-point conversion.
Yep.
That was put it on.
and 114 total yards of offense. So Troy Adkins, an absolute stud tonight. Congratulations to Troy for the Owls Model T MVP of the week. That's going to be it for us tonight from Duke Center. We're going to wrap it up here and head back on out, make our way home for tonight. But next week for the Owls will be a home matchup. We'll be at Parkway Field. The Owls will host the Beavers. D-Boys obviously comes in Parkway with assault. Well, they'll host from offense and a very tough beast, the DuBois Beavers. DuBois, a strong defense and defensively too. So it'll be a big test for the boys here coming out of a very excellent game against Otto Eldred. It is the first of back-to-back home games, as the following week will be at Parkway Field for the Owls hosting Clarion as well. So join us next Friday night, 6:45, for the Owls hosting DuBois. And until that time, that will take care of it from our end. For my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, and our producing engineer, Nick Youngs, I am Jimmy Keltz, and this has been a Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.